when we leave Maui, we go through gate 5. That's the portal, but it's bigger than the portal. The plane goes through gates. We know we're going into another dimension when we leave Maui. When we came back and talked to Ion yesterday, we found out that JW had been trying to get in touch with us for the whole time, and he couldn't. He couldn't get us by phone, couldn't get us by email, no connections, and he always didn't get us. And I said, that's the proof. This came up as the proof that we went into another world. So when we came back, we always have to be careful when we land, because we're coming back and usually Carol and I can't connect, even though we're on the plane together. So get off the plane, we go over and wait for the bags to come off, and she's the first person there. She's all by herself, standing in front of the baggage return. So I said, I got to go use the bathroom, so you stand here, do not move.
You didn't say that.
What did I say then?
You said, I'm going to wash my hands a few dozen times.
I did not say that. Fucking bullshit. That is a lie. The point, I ESP'd to her, stay here, which I did say.
And but, I never like to stand right there at the front, because there's always 10 rows of people that line up.
But there was nothing there. You could have stood there and held your hand. So I go off.
But I'm rolling a cart with my beautiful leather handbags, and I would have no place to put the cart. Bob, I travel a lot more than you. I have it down.
Okay, so,
so I just moved around.
No, I didn't know that. So I leave. I go to the washroom, and it's closed. And they tell me to go way around the end of the building, and so several of us went along looking for it. It took a while to find it. It was in the weirdest place. So that's a sign you're in a different world, right? It's not the same bathroom place. Mm. So eventually I find it and use it and come back. And we have a cabbie coming to pick us up, all prearranged. Her name's Martina. So I walk out, and I see Martina. So we hug, and then I said, okay, let's go find Carolyn. So we go to where Carolyn was last seen, and there's a lot of people there, and I can't find her. So I said to Martina, oh, fuck, and she doesn't know any of this stuff. I just said, oh, fuck, I think Carolyn is in another world. She just laughed. I don't know what she understood I was saying, but I was honest with her. So Martina and I, for the next 40 minutes, walked around many times, looked here, there, and everywhere, and couldn't find Carolyn. So I said, she's definitely gone this time. And Martina called her husband and other people. We were going to go to the intercom and broadcast, you know. I said, it won't work. Carol's gone. We just have to wait somehow, and maybe we'll just go home alone, and then she'll be home when we get there. So after 40 minutes, the second bag didn't come. So not only did I only get one bag, the other bag's lost. So that didn't look good. So eventually everybody fades off, and there's only a few people, and I take one more walk around the whole baggage thing and walk behind the thing, and I'm walking along, and all of a sudden there's Karen standing there.
No, I had to yell at him. He doesn't even look when he walks around.
I did not hear you. You had not arrived yet.
Mm.
I would have heard her yelling. I'm looking everywhere, and I don't hear her yelling, and I'm walking, and then I suddenly look back, slightly back, and there's Carolyn standing there, like, not seeing me.
Oh, come on.
That's how I perceive it, Carolyn, how I perceive it. And she's
see?
Not, and so
this
I walk
is what
over.
I have to deal with someone
no.
living in another world.
Yeah, I walk over, and I stand in front of Carolyn, wait till she notices me. And then she notices
no,
me.
No,
you
not
don't remember
the way
you
it
said,
happened.
You did.
Not
you got two different
the way
stories
it
here.
Happened.
So we don't know when the actual contact happened, because I'm describing how I took a while for Carolyn to register me, and it took her a while, from
no.
my point of view, for her to register me. Well, you yelled at me, but I didn't hear you. I didn't respond.
Well, you never respond.
I don't respond. Bullshit.
That's nothing new.
Listen, I'm responding right now. So anyways, it was all
luckily,
so fucking...
luckily, I've closed the windows and door.
Yeah, the neighbors can't hear this one. The point is, I look at her and I said, why did you fucking stay in that same spot?
Oh, he was mad. It was
yeah, very pissed
it was
off.
Very interesting.
Well, it's pissed off because you're interrupting Martina's cab life. She has to wait 40 minutes, waste her,
it
doesn't make any money.
40, was it?
40 minutes, man, I know. I know what time
so
it is.
Mad.
Yeah, 40 20 fucking minutes. I mean, Martina was getting fucking worried. It didn't make any sense. And there's Karen with the bag. She's got the bag I'm looking for. I said, when did you get that? She said, just 30 seconds ago or a minute ago. It had just arrived at that point. Well, it didn't arrive until the two worlds started to connect again. So that's our theory. We ask Ion, we say, well, what was going on? Is that our usual parallel worlds? And they said, yes. You do it every time. I said, how can we stop it? And he says, keep practicing. Keep practicing is what his answer was. We have to keep rehearsing this. Of not disappearing when we land.
But it's just in Maui. None of this happened.
No.
You know, we never lost track of one another. You know.
It happens when we return because we're coming back in through Gate 5 and landing here. And we've had many stories, I've told some of them over the last few years, where we've not connected until we got home.
Yeah, girlfriend and I went to pick Bob up and couldn't find him for about an hour. We actually left.
I had to get a cab. And we came home, and I was sort of getting a handle on it, and I said, okay, I'm home. I said to somebody, or maybe I didn't, I just thought it. And so I just said, probably Patsy, oh, I bet you Carolyn will show up as soon as I get here. And sure enough, I get out of the cab, and up comes Carolyn and somebody driving her into our driveway. That's where the world's connected. And we check with Ian, and that's what happened.
And what I've learned later is Bob wanted to finish the book he was reading, so he hid himself in a corner and read for the hour.
That's what your mind thinks my mind was doing and ignoring the parallel world. Didn't know that was disappeared.
Right.
Yeah, I took advantage of not finding Carolyn because I read a bit. Finished this book I was reading. Because then the vacation would be, the job would be over, if you want to call it a vacation, was over when I finished the book.
Where did you come from? What trip was that?
It was either with Madeline, my affair with Madeline in March 2013,
That's you, Madeline.
Yeah, you, Madeline. We're referring to you.
Oh, I know.
She wouldn't know. She wasn't in the same world.
I remember.
You don't know about it, Madeline. It was the other Madeline.
Oh.
You think I'd admit it was you? No. Then we'd be liable of something.
We'd have to do more editing.
Yeah. It was a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, more editing. But that was a very clear example of it.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
I mean, I was just right there, nobody around me. I was just back a ways from the thing, leaning against the carts.
And did you look for me at all?
No, I just stood there. I didn't want to move.
Well, okay, but you'd moved away from where I thought you'd be. Now, were you getting frustrated of the 40 minutes?
Yeah, but I figured you had a lot of hand washing to catch up on.
But you got through. Yeah, I had to take a shower. I took a damn shower. But you know what? When I came back last year, Ian said, do not take your clothes in the house, Bob. Remember that, Carol?
Right.
Do not take your clothes. Take them off in the garage. Leave them out there and get them all dry, cleaned, and washed. You have so many bad vibes or something on them from me running around the world for 7 weeks that they should not be brought in the house. Ian told me that.
Right.
Wow.
And so I got my sport coat dry cleaned, and I did it this year. Last week I came in, undressed in the garage, and then quickly put all the clothes in the laundromat and arranged for the jacket to be dry cleaned. Okay, so then Ian says, I asked if I had the vibrations again from the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say? He said, you've been hanging out with so many filthy people, Bob. What did he say about it? He recommended I do something?
Oh, man, I forget.
Yeah, he actually brought up a game. He says, basically, you live in such a pristine environment.
Ah, yes.
Pure environment that when you go over the mainland to the other worlds, you're picking up a lot of dirty realities. So I let you leave the rest of your thoughts.
So Ian was talking about both trips. When you went to Europe, he instructed you to wash your clothes.
Yes, when I came back from Europe, he told me, do not take any of your clothing into the house. And so we did that.
But he didn't tell us for this trip, but Bob just thought it would be a good idea anyway.
Yes, he didn't tell me. He said, I picked up people dirt. And I can't remember what he said about what to do about it. Oh, yeah. I thought I had a cold or something. When I got home, I started sneezing. That's what it was. So I started sneezing, and I said, "What is that, Ion?" And he said, "That's you wanting to get rid of the dirt that's all around you. It's caused by the people dirt." So it's almost like when I come into the pure environment here, I become aware of the past, so I start sneezing on it. I mean, I don't intend to travel again for a long time. I find it ridiculous.
Bob wants to rent a private jet if we ever travel again.
Yeah, why go away from utopia and willingly put myself through fucking industrial civilization and put up with all the crap and a waste of time when I have a perfect day here every day? Why do it?